biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
That's right. Kyle Dennis is here for the Biotech Breakout of the Week. Kyle is co-founder and director at Biotech Breakouts. Biotechbreakouts.com is the website. On Twitter, Kyle's at Kyle W. Dennis. And of course, biotechbreakouts.com is part of the Raging Bull community, which you can find at ragingbull.com and on Twitter at Raging Bull. Kyle Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure.
Your Biotech Breakout of the Week is
Oncosec Medical.
Oncosec Medical. That's ticker symbol ONCS. And obviously you are a catalyst-based trader. So that means there is something coming up with Oncosec Medical that you like the looks of. What is it?
Yes, absolutely. They have some phase two data, cancer data, that's actually coming out at a conference, which I really like. The conference is called the SITC Medical Conference, which is going to be held in early November on November 8th to the 12th. Now, before we get into really everything about the company, I did want to say that I do hold a small 5,000 share position in this name at $1.04. So I want to make that clear, that let all your listeners know I do hold a position in the name, which I like to disclose, to the $1.04. And the company will be at this conference, you know, about 2-3 weeks from now, delivering this data. So I like the catalyst here. I love cancer plays because those really garner a lot of investor attention. And I think this one's really set up nicely for a pretty nice run up here.
But you mentioned cancer, which is the magic word from an investment standpoint. As you point out, it tends to get a lot of action, but it also tends to create a lot of disappointments because everybody gets so much buildup. And then if you don't wind up having it be exactly what you want, it got a little too much play. Does that change how you approach the catalyst and the catalyst date? Like, does it mean that the trading window on this is a little different than if we were talking about somebody who was making an antibiotic?
Yeah, absolutely. So the cancer companies are inherently much more risky because, you know, just from a logical standpoint, it's much harder to find a treatment for something like cancer. But it does cause a lot of investor interest, so I do like them. But what I particularly like about situations like this with ONCS is that they're going to be at a conference on a specific date. So November 8th to the 12th, they'll be delivering this data. And that will let us manage the trade a bit better because I never want to actually hold through the data. So I can use that time frame coming up in the future to make sure I'm out of the trade when the data is not going to come out versus if a company just comes out and says, hey, we're going to have some data coming in the fourth quarter, or we're going to have some data coming in the first quarter of 2018. That doesn't give me too much of a time frame to be pairing my risk against the position that I have. So when I see a company with a specific date, it excites me a little bit because that lets me manage my risk better. And that's what I always put at the top of my priority list when I am trading.
So this is a stock, as you pointed out, you bought in at $1.04. It's currently trading closer to $1.10. What's the upside here and over what kind of time?
Call me a little bit crazy, but on these types of situations where they come out with news where they're going to be having cancer data coming up very shortly, you can get pretty big runs out of these. This is, let me make it clear, this is a little small cap biotech company. It's only about $25 million market cap. So it has a lot of potential, I think. I think that it could get to the upper ones and possibly two, which would be a pretty big win from where it currently sits. And I think that that could actually happen within the next 2 to 3 weeks, which is just like what we're talking about every week, finding that big biotech breakout. I think this one really fits the bill.
How will you play it in terms of your stops? You know, obviously you've got the potential for run-up, but if any news were to come out or anybody were to suddenly, you know, even float a rumor that says maybe this isn't great, you could wind up with a lot of volatility in a cancer stock. So how are you setting your stops?
about a 10% stop makes a lot of sense if it just completely goes against me, which is a fairly tight stop on a little tiny stock. So somewhere around, if it broke down through a dollar again, maybe at about 95 cents would make sense to me and keep it pretty tight. And that gives you a pretty good risk to reward, you know, going with a 10% stop. And I really think that it could head up over 150 to be conservative, which would be close to a 50% win, and has potential to go up even higher than that. So I'll be likely to take some of it, at least half off the table at 150, and maybe keep the other half with the downside protection of getting out of the position in total at about 95 cents or so.
This is all to be done before the catalyst date of November the 8th. So basically you're going to be looking to be done with this by Halloween. If it gives it to you sooner, great. But if not, that's your basic time frame, right?
Correct. Yeah. No matter what, I have that stop in place at about 95 cents, but no matter what, I will be a seller before the meeting. So the last date would be November 7th. Typically, I like to sell it a little bit before that. So like you said, probably around Halloween time makes a lot of sense to me as well.
It's OncoSec Medical Incorporated, ticker symbol ONCS, the biotech breakout of the week from Kyle Dennis, who knows a lot about biotech breakouts. In fact, he runs biotechbreakouts.com. That's where you're going to go for more information to find out about all the rest of the biotechs that he's looking at and the ones he's maybe not considering, even though somebody else thinks they've got good catalysts. You can get all that information at biotechbreakouts.com. Kyle's on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks again, Chuck.
Remember, biotechbreakouts.com is part of the Raging Bull community. And if you want to learn more about the traders and experts at Raging Bull, you're going to go to RagingBull.com and you can follow them too on Twitter at Raging Bull. Well, this was a great way to start today's show. We've got more coming up next. We're going to be talking with the loneliest man in town, sort of the Maytag repairman of fund managers. His name is Greg Swenson, and he runs the Grizzly Short Fund. And you'll find out what he's thinking when Money Life returns next.